Nolte, Newsweek columnist says Trump's making him rethink his Christianity. By John Nolte on February 11, 2021. Newsweek columnist Isaac Bailey has announced, "I'm struggling with my Christianity after Trump." He explains it this way. "I'm struggling to hold fast to my Christianity, because of Donald Trump. Not exactly Trump himself, though, but the undying support of the self-professed Christian pro-life movement that he enjoyed. My faith is in tatters because of that alliance. And I am constantly wondering if I am indirectly complicit because I dedicated my life to the same Jesus the insurrectionists prayed to in the Capitol building after ransacking it and promising to kill those who didn't do their bidding. If Christianity can convince so many to follow a man like Trump almost worshipfully, or couldn't at least help millions discern the unique threat Trump represented, what good is it really? I say this as someone who has been Christian all my life, who spent 2 decades praying in a white evangelical church. How could our faith have allowed this, encouraged it, enabled so much violence, so much death?" The column is not only laughably dumb, it's also dishonest. He blames Trump for deaths in Syria and Iraq, two places where, after 8 years of Barack Obama's countless wars, Trump de-escalated things. He even blames Trump for the Tree of Life synagogue massacre. Forget about all that, though. Let's give Bailey the benefit of the doubt. Let's take him at his word that he actually believes this horse shit and is not just publishing clickbait. Think about this. His fraudulency. Joe Biden voted in favor of and supported the Iraq war. Not only that, but if you're going to turn your back on Christ by way of guilty by association, which is exactly what Bailey's doing here, how has he remained a Christian through 25 years of church abuse scandals? We basically have decades of proof that the largest, most prominent, most powerful Christian institution in the world, the Catholic Church, covered up and enabled the sexual abuse of children for decades and decades and decades. This didn't bother Bailey. This didn't make him feel as complicit as a mob of idiotic yahoos pretending to be revolutionaries in the U.S. Capitol? And why is it that these leftists can so easily lose their faith in Christ but never in big government? How many black people does the government have to kill and enslave? How many Japanese interred? How many Indians betrayed and massacred? How many unjust wars launched? How many Tuskegee experiments? How many Watergates and Bengays and Whitewaters and Wall Street bailouts and trails of tears and? How many before just one of these leftists finally wakes up and says, "You know what, maybe centralized authority is not such a good idea." They never do, though, because all their compassion is bullshit. Leftists want power, centralized power, and anyone who wants power understands that true Christianity, the liberating kind that says judge not, is a threat to the very thing they truly worship, which is obviously not a man named Jesus Christ. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.